running backs are more crucial in fantasy football this season than they've been in years. As defenses shift to playing more two-high coverage, teams are running the ball at a rate unseen in the last 30 seasons. NFL teams are averaging a 45.6% rush rate in 2024, the highest since 1992, 45.8%. Here are the top running back takeaways from the first 2 weeks of the 2024 season, which could significantly impact fantasy points in Week 3 and beyond. Rams RB Kareem Williams is disappointing in fantasy despite being the number one workhorse back. Despite barely playing in the fourth quarter of Week 2 due to the Rams' blowout loss to the Cardinals, Kareem Williams has still logged the highest percentage of his team's offensive snaps, 86.2%, among all running backs in 2024. Before the fourth quarter, Williams had played 109 of the Rams' 119 offensive snaps this season, 92%. He also leads all running backs in routes run, 59, and carries inside the 5-yard line, 5. While Williams has struggled with efficiency so far, his heavy workload combined with his talent suggests that the points are bound to follow soon. Upcoming matchups, versus 49ers, at Bears, versus Packers. Ravens RB Justice Hill continues to outsnap new teammate Derrick Henry. Henry is not only sharing the backfield with Justice Hill, but he's actually playing fewer offensive snaps than him. Over the first 2 weeks of the season, Hill has been on the field for 52.6% of the Ravens' offensive snaps, while Henry has played just 47.4%. While Henry still commands 86% of the Ravens' running back carries, his fantasy ceiling is limited by being removed from the field in obvious passing situations. Henry's fantasy value will largely depend on touchdowns, but with only 4 red zone carries through 2 games, that could be a challenge. The Ravens' upcoming schedule doesn't help either, as they face the Cowboys, Bills, and Bengals in the next few weeks, 3 teams that could force Baltimore into passing-heavy game scripts, potentially keeping Henry off the field late in games. Meanwhile, Justice Hill has some value in full PPR leagues, with a 13.6% target rate that ranks 12th among RBs in 2024. Upcoming matchups, at Cowboys, versus Bills, at Bengals. Jets rookie RB Breelon Allen snaps are trending up. Breelon Allen saw his playing time more than double from Week 1 to Week 2. After playing just 8 of the Jets' 49 offensive snaps, 16.3%, in his NFL debut, he was on the field for 20 of 57 snaps, 35.1%, in Week 2. The Jets should be encouraged to give Allen more snaps moving forward, as he made the most of his opportunities last Sunday, racking up 56 yards and scoring both a rushing and receiving touchdown on 9 touches. Breece Hall fantasy managers don't have to stress about Allen's workload. Hall remains safe as the Jets' primary option, having handled over 50% of the team's touches in 2024, the only player in the league to do so. With an aging Aaron Rodgers preferring safer options and targeting running backs on 35.3% of his pass attempts, nearly 10% more than any other qualified quarterback, there's plenty of room for both Hall and Allen to be valuable fantasy assets this season. Upcoming matchups, versus Patriots, versus Broncos, at Vikings. Raiders RB Zamir White's workload increases in Week 2. After being outsnapped by teammate Alexander Mattison in Week 1, Zamir White played 63.5% of the Raiders' snaps in Week 2, outsnapping Mattison 40-14 in the game. It's a bit concerning that White has only been on the field for 4 of the Raiders' 28 third-down plays this season, which unfortunately limits his fantasy ceiling. However, he did lead Raiders' running backs with 4 targets in Week 2. As long as the Raiders can keep games close, White should continue to see a healthy workload. Fortunately, their upcoming schedule is favorable, with matchups against struggling offenses like the Panthers, Browns, Broncos, Steelers, and Rams over the next 5 weeks. With injuries already wreaking havoc on fantasy rosters, White is a solid RB2 or flex option during this stretch. Upcoming matchups, versus Panthers, versus Browns, at Broncos. Zach Moss continues to dominate offensive snaps in the Bengals' backfield. We are all still waiting for the Bengals' offense to fully click, but the one answer we have is that Zach Moss is their clear lead back over Chase Brown. Moss has played 73% of the Bengals' offensive snaps this season, which ranks 8th among all running backs this season. Not only is he dominating red zone snaps and carries in the backfield, but he also has played 90% of the Bengals' third and fourth down snaps this season. The Bengals started the season with a couple of tough matchups for their backs, but they faced the Commanders, Panthers, and Giants over 3 of the next 4 weeks. With the workload that Moss is earning, he should be a very safe RB2/flex fantasy option over the next month. Upcoming matchups, versus Commanders, at Panthers, versus Ravens. Brian Robinson Jr. leads the Commanders' backfield, playing on nearly 60% of snaps in Week 2. After splitting backfield snaps nearly 50-50 in Week 1, Brian Robinson Jr. out-snapped Austin Ekeler 60% to 40% in Week 2. Both running backs saw three targets last Sunday, but Robinson dominated on the ground with 17 carries for 133 yards, while Ekeler managed just 8 carries for 38 yards. Robinson even tied for the team lead with two red zone targets in Week 2, tied with WR Diami Brown, while Ekeler has yet to see a red zone target this season. The only thing capping Robinson's fantasy ceiling is quarterback Jaden Daniels, who has been taking the majority of the goal line work. Through the first 2 weeks, Robinson has only seen one carry inside the 5-yard line, while Daniels has handled three of the Commanders' 4 rush attempts in that range. Upcoming matchups: at Bengals, at Cardinals, versus Browns.